ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
A lot of us have had the urge to climb up our family tree and see how far we get. Award-winning chef, author, and host of My Kitchen Rules, Manu Fadel, was told as a child that he came from a line of Vikings. How exciting would that be as a small child? So will Manu find out he has Viking heritage, and will his love of the culinary arts be reflected through his bloodline? You and he can both find out tomorrow night as the new season of SBS's Who Do You Think You Are premieres with Manu's episode, as well as on SBS On Demand. Manu Fadel, welcome to Life Matters.
Bonjour, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. What made you so keen to take part in this program? Because it looks like it can be very confronting for a lot of people.
Sure. I don't know, it's a show that I've been watching for a long time, and I've always wanted to be part of it. Unfortunately, my contract with Channel 7 stopped me to do this for years, and certainly I was able to join it. And I just wanted to know more because I didn't know enough, or I didn't know much, I suppose. So I was very curious to find out my bloodline, and especially on the cooking side, I suppose.
Well, yes, because sometimes we're told stories as children, aren't we? Were you suspicious of the stories that you were told, or just wanting to find out more?
Always. My dad was always full of stories, and I don't know which one is right or which one was wrong. I wanted to find out by myself.
Let's talk about the culinary side of things. What did you discover about the food line stretching back through the generations?
On my mother's side, I'm going six generations, so it's pretty bloody amazing. It's 175 years, you know, it's a long time. I just realized that, I finally realized that the food was in my blood, full stop. You know, sometimes you say, does it matter? But I think it did matter, the fact that it was in the family for a long time. So being brought up, I suppose, with food around the table and not especially expensive food, but food was always important. And I saw that every French family had that, but not obviously it was different for me.
It sounds like you learnt a fair bit too about the conditions that particularly bakers worked under a couple of centuries ago, so different from today.
Well, different from today, but I suppose on my generation, when I did my apprenticeship, was pretty tough, and my dad's apprenticeship was tough, and so was my granddad. So the further you go back, the harder it seems that the industry was. And now, now it's pretty easy, I suppose. It's like a walk in the park. You know, you're not allowed to do too many hours and back-to-back, and so on. So the industry has changed drastically in some good and in some bad, I suppose.
Yes, I love the tag that was applied to bakers back in the day of white miners just coming out covered in flour, breathing it in probably.
Yes indeed. What a tough gig. I mean, working at night, every night, 7 days a week, just to provide some bread on the table, which at the time, bread was the most important food, I suppose, as well. So,
the cake was also pretty important in France, wasn't it? Tell us about the link between a very famous cake and your family.
Yeah, so obviously French pastry is one of, I'd say because I'm French, but I think it's recognized to be one of the best in the world. But yeah, my great-grandfather was a pastry chef and had his little shop in this little village and created this cake, Delice Chalonnais, and which is still in pastry shops over there as we speak. So again, that's quite amazing.
Wow, the Delice Chalonnais, a big deal in France.
Not quite, but in the region where my great-grandfather was from, yes, it still exists, yeah.
And have you tried to make it yourself, Manu?
No. I think it's, the industry has changed and the recipe has changed, and the dessert at the time were very, very sweet and full of cream and probably not good for your diet in today's world.
Oh, I like to think of a balanced diet as involving cream and sugar and butter and lots of things like that as well. We're speaking with Manu Fadel, who is on the latest series of SBS TV's Who Do You Think You Are? And discovered, I guess, some confirmations of some childhood stories, but potentially there were some surprises too. They don't tell us the ending, sadly. You'll have to watch it for yourself, but they do pepper some clues throughout. And Manu, so this was the baking was on your mother's side. Are you close to your mother?
Very, very, very close. Mum was a single mother with two kids, me and my sister. And so we've, even though I'm on the other side of the world, we've been very close forever.
And so less close with your father. What was that process like going through this program and having to explore that side of your family?
Yeah, I mean, I was even more curious to find out about my dad's side, because firstly, I didn't know much about my dad's life. He was one of 17 brothers and sisters, and my dad left mom when I was 4 years old. So I didn't spend much time with my dad, which means I didn't spend much time with my grandparents and my aunties and uncles and cousins, I suppose. So that's where it stopped. So I wanted to know more, I suppose, and I've learned a heck of a lot.
Yes. Well, I'm wondering, I mean, we'll talk about some of the things that you learned, Manu, but do you look back now on your childhood, perhaps, or who you are today, and start to see elements of your father's family now that you know a bit more about them?
Yeah, I think the hardworking element of it, you know, and coming from nothing and building up something. And yeah, I think the working hard has always been my motto, and that's where, you know, you the success comes from. You know, you don't get success by sitting and doing nothing. So yeah, I think that's part of it.
And it's interesting too, isn't it, when you've only had access to the stories from one side of the family, you tend to build up your sense of self from that. What was it like melding the two halves together again, in a way?
It just makes a lot of sense, to be honest with you. I feel like now a complete person, no understanding where I come from on both sides of the family and what I got from both sides. And, you know, it's really interesting to find out who you are and where you're from, and, because, you know, everyone's got a big question mark over their head for a long time, and now I've got the response from that, and it's amazing.
Mm, yeah. I was talking to someone the other day about how we don't have many objects in our families to attach stories to. So we don't have that thing of, you know, sitting down and going, that knick-knack came from blah, blah, and we can trace it back down the generations. It must be amazing to be able to work out some of those things. Tell me about the medal. Sorry, go on.
I think it's amazing because, you know, now it's all going to be laptops and phones and tablets and so on. So obviously the memories would be different for the next generation. And that's why I was happy to do this myself for my parents, for myself, and also for my kids, you know, so they've got a knowledge, a bit of history.
Yeah, no, some of my favourite memories are of sitting down with my grandmother and going through the photo box and hearing the stories about each one, and no one sits down and around a tablet and does that, I have seen. But tell me about the medal, Manu, that your great-grandmother, I think, received from the French government.
Yeah, she got a medal because she had so many kids.
Oh.
Which I every time I tell that story to people, 17 kids from one woman, it's not really something that people can understand in today's world. But yeah, she's produced a lot of kids, so she got a medal from the government, which I don't know if it's a good thing.
Pretty sure a medal alone would not have been an incentive for most people. It would have just worked out that way.
I think that she was a tough and strong woman, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? It's kind of thinking about the conditions of people's lives and imagining what it would have been like back then for them. Then there was the story of your great-grandfather on your father's side. Tell me about Eugene.
There's so much to... I mean, there's a long life on that side, which I didn't know. And yeah, the First World War was a horrible time. for everyone, I suppose. But I think it was a horrible time, more for the uneducated young farmers they've been thrown into that world, which was, I suppose, they just didn't understand. You know, when you live in a farm and you look after your animals and you haven't been to school to learn how to write or read, and suddenly you've been sent to on the other side of the country to be fighting with guns that you probably never. They were saying the noises of the bombing and so must have been horrific and horrible for those people because it's never heard anything like this before. So, yeah, and it just, I won't tell you more because I want people to see and watch, but it was just unfair. Unfair for everyone then, I suppose.
Yes, it was the first time, I guess, it was such an industrial scale war, wasn't it?
And the places, the things that I've heard and the things that I've seen today, I mean, I can't imagine what it was then. It's even going to the museums and seeing, you know, the bits and pieces, you can't comprehend.
Yeah.
Well, even now I'm speaking about it, and I've got my skin shivering. It's just weird.
Yes,
That wouldn't happen today. We'd be useless if we had to all put a backpack and take a gun to go to war.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine anyone I know surviving in the trenches. I know those graveyards in France just have such a kind of ghostly feel about them. And I think it's really useful to sit and contemplate that for a while. And you can when you watch Manu Fidel on SBS TV tomorrow night. Who Do You Think You Are? Launches a new series with his episode. I have to ask you, Manu, about the Vikings. How much can you tell us about that?
Well, it's been incredible that we've been able to trace back to the 15th century and find out who my family was at the time and who my family was hanging out with and who those people were from. And, yeah, surely, there's a trace of Viking in my blood, which is pretty damn amazing because my dad used to say so, but I don't think he knew himself, but I think he is happy to know that the real truth of it. We've got some Viking blood in our veins, so I don't know. There's something cool about that.
Yeah, I imagine that would be something that a lot of people would hold on to as a family story, even if there was a tiny, tiny little skerrick of truth behind it. So how has making this program, Manu, changed your relationship with your father?
Better than ever, to be honest with you. And it's crazy to say that, you know, I think there's a mixture of us being older, more mature about things, and that TV show bringing us together. That's 75, I'm 50, and you know, it's water under the bridge. We've caught up, and we didn't even talk about the past. We talked about the present, and we talk about our future connection. And yeah, it's something I can take from the show, which is brilliant. So it's fantastic. You know, let's put it this way. It's never too late to reconnect. And I'm glad I did because that's 75 and I would be so angry if I didn't make the connection again before, you know, that passes away, I suppose, because, you know, he's closer to that than I am, I suppose.
Well, and when you talk about the thinking about the future, you have kids, Manu. What do you hope for them when it comes to continuing the family line?
Johnson's definitely not going to be in the food industry. He likes to eat, but doesn't like to cook. barely doesn't like to do the washing up. So. and my little daughter, she loves food. She loves different cuisines, and she may have an interest. But we'll see in the near future if she does that or not.
Exactly. Sometimes we have to give them all the family stories and then step back and see what they do, don't we?
Exactly, indeed.
Manu, it's been lovely speaking with you today on Life Matters. Thank you so much, and I look forward
to
the program.
Thank you very much, indeed.
Pleasure.
Cheers, darling. Thank you. Bye.
That's award-winning chef, author and TV personality, host of My Kitchen Rules, Manu Fidel. And his episode of Who Do You Think You Are launches tomorrow night, the new series on SBS, or anytime on SBS On Demand.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.